Welcome to The Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs, and we're continuing what we read last time about being caught. The woman caught in adultery is in such a moment before Jesus. I imagine her with disheveled clothes, her hair is a mess, her heart is likely broken. Now her fear of being caught is gone, for it's now reality. Shame is screaming accusations in her mind. Her face is certainly downcast, and there sits Jesus. John chapter 8. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. Now, what do you say? They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman standing there. Before we discuss what Jesus did, let's look at what he didn't do. He did not rescue her. He could have wished her away from all of her accusers, but he didn't. He would not allow her to hide. He caused her to face her fear of people and her desire to please men. He allowed her to stand before the group as they all looked at her truth. He also did not excuse her behavior. He could have said anyone who had a childhood such as this woman would have confused and lonely as well. It's not her fault that she's living this way. He didn't. Adultery is a sin. There is no denying that. He also did not condemn her. After all, she had been caught in the act of adultery. Stoning was the punishment under Old Testament law. Instead, Jesus simply bent down and began to write in the dirt. While no one knows exactly what Christ wrote in the dirt that day, one thing is certain. He removed the masks from everyone in the crowd that morning, and all of her accusers were exposed to a little of their own truth. Scripture tells us they went away, one at a time. Jesus caused them to look at their own sin. What Jesus did so effectively was to remove everyone except the woman and Jesus, left to do business together. When the mighty finger of God stopped moving, there was no one standing before him, but a broken, hurting, sinful, downcast woman. Jesus straightened up. "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I. Go and sin no more." Do you know that when you've been living in sin, the best place to be is caught? All you have to do is say, "I'm sorry. I'm wrong, Lord. I can't do it without you. I need you, Jesus." He will begin to wipe the dirty tears from your face, and he will say, "Child, go now and leave your life of sin." This is The Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. Have a great day.